Do some of them just run when it's wet out?
Well, very seldom do those that I name dry up completely, okay. But they just get lower. They're at their peak right now with the melting snow in the mountains.
And the rain, yeah. Let me finish this section one more and then we'll call it a day. Do you get any water? Are there any waterfalls around here, like up in the mountains that you know of?
There are waterfalls in the mountains. Isabel Falls and Bridal Falls. But you have to pretty much hike to places to see those. They're mostly up in the mountains.
Do they get anything they call white water?
That's when the water is going over a rocky area and it causes a lot of foam and so forth.
Yeah.
In other words, still water runs deep and
right.
White water is shallow over the rocks, but it can be pretty ferocious at the same time.
Do they get that here at all?
Maybe yeah, we have it between here and the cabin.
Okay.
And what they call the narrows,
yeah.
Going up the South St. Vrain Canyon.
Sounds pretty nice up there. Do you know what the term hole means for a hole? Like a geographic location called a hole? Like Jackson's Hole? Or?
Yeah, I know the term is used, but it's... I don't think there's any holes around here. It's.
What about Badlands?
Hmm?
Badlands.
Yeah, you know, South Dakota Badlands.
He's about to meet the you've been talking about.
Yes, he's headed this way.
This is the farmer that I was talking about.
I guess I should cut it off. It's on.
The thing that we used to pull with horses that had a... It was a scoop that had a
handle on it. Now I remember it.
That you lifted the handle up and made it dig. When it got full, you pushed it down and drove your team.
Okay.
At the same time.
What's that called again?
Fresno.
Okay.
You asked me.
Okay.
He's very hard of hearing.
That's all right. You were talking about a slip?
A slip was the same sort of a thing, only it had two handles and it was smaller, and you handled it up and it really dug. You hold the Fresno up and you had a little high spot in the field where you skimmed it.
I see.
So it was same thing, only two different...
Fresno and a slip.
and then the Fresno also, when you jumped the Fresno.
Just to straighten you, he and his wife were the honor alumni of the century, of the 20th century at CSU.
Really?
So he's a well-renowned farmer.
We got way off the subject.
Yeah.
Are you from Longmont?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Do you know what I... Go ahead.
The Fresno, when you dumped it up, it had runners on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could hold back, tip it up, but hold back, and it would scatter the dirt on the slip you just turned over.
I see. Okay. There was another one I had asked about. That a Go Devil?
You ever heard of a Go Devil?
Right. No, not familiar with that one. I'll go back and see if there's any others here. I think we pretty much got them all, so. Let's see what else we got here. We might be about done. Let's see. Do you know what the term jackleg means?
Jackleg?
Yeah.
What's jackleg?
L-I-D?
L-E-G.
L-E-G.
What, jackleg?
Yeah.
What did you call a leg in an elevator? It's called a jackleg.
Really? I didn't know that.
A leg is where the cups run to pick up the grain deposited in the granary.
Okay.
Elevator leg or jackleg.
Okay. Let me ask you, did you ever have a rodeo in this area?
Oh, yes. Every year.
What goes on there?
They ride the bulls, they ride the broncos, they have races, in other words, it's the cowboys' entertainment.
Okay. Have you ever been in one of those?
To a rodeo.
Rodeo, yeah.
Yeah?
Lots, but I don't particularly like them.
No?
Once a year is plenty.
Okay.
But stock show.
Stock show they have.